This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brothers and sisters in Islam, لقاؤنا الثالث. This is the third khutbah talking about الشريعة, the law in Islam. And allow me, because probably some of you will hear this subject for the first time, to introduce the khutbah today with a very simple story. If you grasp it, mashallah, you don't have to exert the efforts with that theology that we're going to about to present to you today. A farmer and his son were in the field. They had a conversation. The son spotted the palm tree. It's too high, too tall. And هذا في القرآن والنخلة باسقات أي عالية لها طلع نضيد. In spite of this, the fruit of the palm tree is too small. If you compare the tallness, this is English, how tall the palm tree is and the date. And there is, father, look at the watermelon. Huge. But yet, it's in the ground. You don't even see it rising an inch above the ground. So the father said to his son, Ya Bunay, my son, there must be a wisdom behind this. I don't know. I don't have an answer for you. I don't know what the answer is for this, but there must be a wisdom. Subhanallah, both of them happened to fall into sleep. His little son woke up terrified because of a date that fallen down from that palm tree and hit his head. For his father woke up and he said to him, now you understand, my son, the wisdom. Can you imagine if this was a watermelon crashing into your head? حكم يا إخوة ما أمر الله أمرا سبحانه وما شرع شرعا سبحانه وما قدر قدرا إلا بحكمة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never legislate a command or ban us from doing something except with wisdom, for a wisdom. عَلِمَهَا مَنْ عَلِمَهَا وَجَهِلَهَا مَنْ جَهِلَهَا. Some people actually get to know it and some people don't know about it. Brothers and sisters in Islam, there is a beautiful subject when we address the subject of Sharia, is called مقاصد الشريعة. The aims, the objectives of the law in Islam. Like I said, we believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-hakim. He is all wise. وَصِفَةُ الْحِكْمَةِ صِفَةٌ ذَاتِيَّةٌ ذَاتِيَّةٌ فَعْلِيَّةٌ. The attribute of wisdom pertains to the divine essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His action as well. For anything that Allah does, anything that Allah commands us to do, anything that Allah bans us from doing, there is a divine wisdom behind it. And this subject is very important at this time in order to face such allegations, such accusations against our deen, our sharia. If you actually grasp some of these objectives, some of these maqasid, some of these aims, you will be easily able to shatter any doubt. Trump, Gingrich, and their likening would pull against your deen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, what is the definition of the term maqasid al-sharia? Again, the term maqasid al-sharia means the aims, the objectives, the goals behind the law in Islam. So let's define this together. The knowledge of these aims, the knowledge of these objectives. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala initially legislated a command, what benefit do we get if you execute it? What harm do we remove if we stay away from it? And I want to tell you something. This in Islam, what separates between the heavyweight and the lightweight, once it comes to the subject of sharia, grasping the wisdom. Let me share with you first what Ibn al-Qayyim, because he is one of the scholars who really drunk that subject. Started with al-Juwayni, Imam al-Haramayn al-Juwayni, and his student Abu Hamid al-Ghazali, والشاطبي القرطبي وأبو العز الطحاوي أن ابن تيمية شيخ الإسلام رحم الله الجميع أن ابن القيم. These are the scholars who really got that subject straightened out and they facilitated it for us. Ibn al-Qayyim made a statement and I will say it in Arabic and English. Here is what he said. وَالشَّرِيعَةُ أَسَاسُهَا وَبَبْنَاهَا عَلَى الْمَصَالِحِ وَالْحِكَمِ. Your sharia, your religion of Islam, was founded on two things: wisdom and benefits. فالشريعة كلها رحمة. The sharia of Islam altogether is full of mercy. كلها عدل, is full of justice. كلها مصالح, is full of benefits and interest and welfare of the human being in this world and the hereafter. كلها حكم, full of wisdom. I love the last line. Look at this. وَأَيُّ مَسْأَلَةٍ خَرَجَتْ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ إِلَى الْقَسْوَةِ وَمِنَ الْعَدْلِ إِلَى الْجَوْرِ وَمِنَ الْحِكْمَةِ إِلَى السَّفَهِ وَمِنَ الْمَصْلَحَةِ إِلَى الْمَفْسَدَةِ لَيْسَتْ مِنَ الشَّرِيعَةِ وَإِنْ ذُكِرَتْ فِي الشَّرِيعَةِ بِالتَّأْوِيلِ. And any law, any rule, mas'ala, that departs from mercy to cruelty, from justice to injustice to dhulm, from wisdom to nonsense, and from benefit to harm, is not from the sharia. Even if it is mentioned by interpretation, rest assured that this jurist made a mistake in deriving that rule. Kalam. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this is a time to build up your confidence in your deen. وَلَا يَزَالُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ حَتَّى يَرُدُّوكُمْ عَنْ دِينِكُمْ إِنْ اسْتَطَاعُوا. Listen to this. And don't hear these voices. Jews, Christians, Christians, disbelievers, hypocrites, they want you to leave Islam. Christian and Jews, أهو القرآن أهو. وأنا حصدق ربي. I'm gonna believe Allah. I'm not gonna believe somebody out there. ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم. Jews and Christians will never be fully happy with you, satisfied with you, until you leave Islam and become a Christian or a Jew. الكفار, the disbelievers, ولا يزالون يقاتلونكم حتى يردوكم عن دينكم من استطاع. They will actually fight you to make you leave Islam, apostate. المنافقين فما لكم في المنافقين فئتين والله أركسهم بما كسبوا أتريدون أن تهدوا من أضل الله. الآية ودوا لو تكفرون كما كفروا فتكونون سواء. They would love for you to be like them. This is the time to have confidence in the deen of Allah. Allah is all wise, all knowing. Brothers and sisters in Islam, but there is, or there are, two misconceptions once it comes to this subject. And pay attention to this. That some Muslims now make it a condition, a prerequisite, to know the wisdom behind the command in order to fulfill the command. No. La 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 la. Assalamu alaikum, sister, inshallah. Al-hijab, yani. Al-hijab. Why, Sheikh? What is the wisdom? Convince me, ya Sheikh. La. The knowledge of the wisdom of the maqasid, the objectives, the aims, is a reflection after the application of the command. So you say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. Oh Allah, I hear and I obey. And later on, if Allah wills, He will make you understand why. But it shouldn't be what? A condition. A prerequisite. شوف هذه. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Have taqwa. Application. العمل بطاعة الله. And Allah will teach you the wisdom why. So that's a misuse of the word. المقاصد. And you find this. Listen, it's beautiful to be able to find out the wisdom behind the commands of Allah. And I'll give, towards the end of my khutbah, a couple of these benefits of finding out such knowledge. But it is against the principle of taslim, submission to Allah. Why? Do you want to know why? I have a son. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. Yaqwa, when you set a parable like this, you have to place that restriction there. To Allah belongs the best example in the heavens and the earth. Allah is not a human. فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ. Shuf, I have a son. Ya Alad, go get me a glass of water. A glass of water. طب بالله عليك, if your son tells you, why? Why? I'm not going to get you water until you tell me why. What do you think about that? ما لكم لا ترجون لله وقارا. فين الوقار؟ فين الوقار؟ Because when you believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala initially, you believed in one of His names, Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. You believed in the attribute of wisdom. You believed in Al-Alim, the All-Knowing. You believed in the attribute of knowledge. You believed in Al-Khibra, Al-Khabir. You believed in these. Before you said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, you believed in that. So consequently, you trusted His wisdom. You're certain about His wisdom. Then you shouldn't be asking why. So this is the first misuse of the word or the term or the knowledge of al-maqasid. The second, some people, in order to achieve the maqsad, in order to achieve the goal, in order to reach the aim, in order to get to the objective, they use unlawful means to do so. ولكن العلماء يقول لك ايه الغايات او الوسيله لها حكم الغايه يعني one of the objectives of the sharia is the preservation of wealth is to protect your wealth now the brother comes sheikh isn't one of the aims of the sharia is to protect the wealth Now, ya Sheikh, if I go and I rent a house, the rent is not even tax deductible. But the mortgage, Sheikh, is tax deductible. And at the end, a Muslim will own a home. And I will protect my wealth. I said, no, stop. Stop. A condition, the means, must agree with the sharia. Ya Sheikh, doesn't Allah say, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru Allah dhikran kathira. Oh, you who believe, make a lot of dhikr of Allah. Allah hay, Allah hay, Allah hay, Allah. Wait. Hold on. Al-Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did he do this? Second, abuse. That's, be careful, brothers and sisters in Islam. The means has to be lawful. Also, a condition, if it is ritualistic, has to meet or must be in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters in Islam, like I said, some of these goals, some of these aims were explicitly mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah, and some of them are implicitly understood through deep examination of the text. Let's begin with the first type. Salah. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ Establish the salah. ليه؟ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ Indeed, salah will help you stay away from lewd, from الفحشاء, and anything that is terrible. Some of the brothers said, "Man, I basalli ya sheikh khamas marrat, ya sheikh, I pray 5 times and I'm still." وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ Establish the salah. صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي Pray like you have seen me pray. If this is the salah we're talking about, Allahu Akbar, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allahu as-Sama, Allahu liman hamid, forget it. لا, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ Establish the salah, salatul nabi. Qalban wa qaliba. Physical moves and the presence of the heart, mind and soul. This is the salah which will help you stop fahshan. Because a lot of the brothers say, Tamma, have I been praying? La. Salatul nabi. This is the salah, this is the type which will help you do this. Ishahid, the point of reference. I'm quoting the whole thing, why? Because of this. Al-wudu. The two verses in Surah Al-Ma'idah and Surah Al-Nisa regarding ablution. Why? Tahara. In order to make you clean. So the wisdom behind al-wudu is cleanliness. Cleanliness also body and also from sins. We know that when we make wudu, Whereas in the hadith, the sins will come out from with every limb. If you looked, hadith Abi Hurairah, Imagine having a river around your house that you go and bathe 5 times. Wudu. From the sins, beside the physical cleanliness. Tab al-zakah. You know, one of the most fascinating things about the zakah that I read is very fascinating. You know that the people who are rich, because you need to understand this, the capital system serves a certain segment of the community, the rich. This is, by the way, a lot of the brothers, when we tell them, ya akhi, riba is haram. Why riba is haram in Islam? Why usury is haram in Islam? Because of one of the holistic aims, one of the objectives of the Sharia is the distribution of the wealth fairly and justly. Now what usury does? A segment of the community getting richer, getting fatter. I call them fatter, fatter. They get richer and richer and richer, more rich, more rich. And the others are going, what? And those who are involved in credit cards, imagine if you don't pay the first 6 months, free. Then the next 6 months, 12%. And if you slack more, goes up to what? 35%. Poorer, 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 richer, richer, richer. One of the most fascinating things that if you go to the rich and they tell you, listen, if you don't share some of your wealth with the poor, they're going to have a revolution. They call it thawratul jiya', the revolution of the hunger, of the hungry people. And they're going to come and take your wealth forcefully. I said, la, take, khud. So they don't come and take my wealth, what? لكن الزكاة طبعا يا إخوة تزكي المال خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها. Look at the wisdom behind giving zakah in Islam. It purifies the giver from stinginess. It purifies his wealth, makes it lawful. And it purifies the recipient of the zakah from envy, from hate. Subhanallah, when the rich goes and gives to the poor, this is his 2.5%, the mandatory. Ya akhi, jazakallah khair, wallahi, this is my zakatul mal this year. Let's say $200. Ya Rab, increase his wealth, Ya Rab, so next year he can give me 400. So the 2.5% will what? Actually, the poor is wishing, is hoping that the rich will be more rich. So he receives what? فهذا هو يا إخوة. Look. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, إنما جعل الاستئذان من أجل النظر. Indeed, asking a permission to enter into another person's private property or private room was legislated in order to protect your vision from a potential scene that maybe you're exposed to. Imagine you go and visit somebody and you don't seek permission. Huh? Open the door, you enter, and you see his wife in a position that, يعني ده حتى يا أيها الذين آمنوا. Look at this verse. Even in your homes, brothers, even in your homes, يا أيها الذين آمنوا ليستأذنكم الذين ملكت أيمانكم والذين لم يبلغوا الحلم منكم 3 times. Oh, believe, your children who are living with you, your sons, your daughters, your children who are living with you, they must ask a permission to enter into your bedroom in 3 times. من قبل صلاة الفجر, before صلاة الفجر. وحين تضعون ثيابكم من الظهيرة, and afternoon when you're taking your nap. ومن بعد صلاة العشاء, and after صلاة العشاء. Why? Because you don't want your son to enter into your bedroom to see you and your wife in a position. لا يا ولد, don't enter into my room without asking what? Permission. Sharia. Sharia. It's not just. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Ya ikhwa, when a human does an act with no purpose, we look at him, what's fool this is? What about Allah? You think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to legislate a command, ban you from something without a purpose? And some Muslims question Allah's commands. They say no to these commands. I heard an individual in the radio, I heard her saying this, by Allah, she swears, if the Messenger of Allah would come to me and command me to wear hijab, لَقُلْتُ لَهُ, I will say to him, لَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. جاهلة هذه الله. والله لا يقول هذا إلا جاهل. ما جهل. ما هو أجرأ الناس على الله وعلى رسول الله أجهلهم. The people who have that type of courage are the most ignorant of who Allah is and His Messenger is. فالشريعة. Yes, sometimes we know from the text, the wisdom, the objective, the aim. And I've given you some examples. Sometimes you may have to obtain it implicitly. By what? Deep examination of the text. طيب, we're living in Colorado. وابتلانا الله بلوى called medical marijuana. Or the problem that you find some students of knowledge saying it's okay. طيب, based on what? It's haram. Why medical marijuana? Even though it's lawful, it's legal. Alhamdulillah, I'm seeing a lot of youth. It's legal. But why it's haram? Why? قياساً على الخمر. What marijuana does? What hashish does? There is no text, by the way, in the Quran and the Sunnah that indicates the unlawfulness of marijuana. If you ask me, Shaykh, show me an evidence. He means by evidence here, not al-qiyas. Al-qiyas is an evidence. Analogy is an evidence. But what he means by an evidence, he wants, قَالَ اللَّهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ. I said, la. There is an evidence. We derive the unlawfulness of marijuana from khamr. Yeah, oh, here is the evidence. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسُرُ وَالْأَنْصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجِسُ مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ. Intoxicants, الآية يعني, the piece I need from the verse, is from the fabric of shaitan. Stay away from it. طيب, what does intoxicant liquor does? And one of the objectives of the Sharia is the preservation of the intellect, the human. ما هو مدار التكليف؟ قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث أبي داود, حديث عائشة, رفع القلم عن ثلاث. The pen of accountability is lifted except from three individuals. النائم حتى يستيقظ, the one who is asleep until he wakes up from his sleep. والصبي حتى يحتلم, and the young boy until he reaches the age of puberty. And number three, والمجنون حتى يعقل, المجنون, the insane, until he regains his sanity. Now when a person, that's haram. ولذلك يا إخوة, a lot of us don't know that ruling, that if somebody hits another person on his head and he caused his head, his intellect, يدفع دية كاملة, he has to pay a full دية, a full ransom to that person. We know a full ransom for somebody that you kill, القتل الخطأ, mistakenly killing somebody. But if you hit somebody on his head and you make his brain damaged, he's no longer sane. You have to, even though he's alive, you have to give him what? Full ransom. غيبت عقله. وانت you go with your money. وبعدين يجي يقول لك ايه يا اخي, يجي يقول لك بس it's a medical يا شيخ. سانجا كوبتا, مش عارف there is a guy called سانجا كوبتا, كوبتا بيجي على السين يقول لك سانجا كوبتا, بقول it's دكتور سانجا كوبتا. سانجا كوبتا هل هاخد دليل من سانجا كوبتا؟ ده كوبتا على دماغك انت وسانجا كوبتا يا راجل. If this is how you're going to take your deen from سانجا كوبتا. طيب الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, a man from Yemen came to him, يا رسول الله, we use this thing called القات for remedy, we use it for cure. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم says to him, عهدي بالحديث طويل يعني, أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا يجعل الله دواء داء فيما حرم. هذا المعنى. الله سبحانه وتعالى will never, يا أخي الله is all wise, اتق الله. الله will place the cure for a disease and the cure from haram. The سوء ظن بالله, you're doubting Allah's wisdom. تستدرك على الله. You're saying يا رب you didn't know this and والعياذ بالله. لا. A lot of the and subhanAllah, this is what got me going with this particular subject. I remember I was in Hajj a couple of years back. In the day of Arafah, I saw a brother wearing the ihram on the land of Arafah, and he's smoking a cigarette. فطبعا يعني I was still يعني the old ages, you know that. You know, sometimes wisdom comes with gray hair if you don't dye it. I just jumped in the guy. Wallahi, ya ikhwa, the brother, ya sheikh, by Allah, I swear, I didn't know that smoking is haram. يقسم, والأصل في المسلم سلامة الذمة. If somebody tells you, ما عندك حق, and you're lying, you're not going to say that. I went back and I looked. By the way, he said, I thought it's only disliked, makruh. And it is true. It is true. Smoking at a certain time was only disliked. The consensus of the jurist, they ruled that it's disliked. Why? Smoking cigarettes was introduced to the Muslim world through Turkey during the dark ages in Europe. You know, when Europe were engulfed in darkness and the Muslims are out there reviving humanity. So the European invented tobacco, the smoke. Now Turkey was the gate. So when cigarettes initially got into the Muslim world, the jurists, for the first time, they see such a thing. So they were asked, what is the ruling? So they looked at smoking and they said, what does smoking do? They said, you know what? It causes the smoker to have a stinky mouth, a bad smell. And you know what? If you're not a smoker and you stand somebody in salah who's smoking, يعني وش خلص يا شيخ الله يخليك خلص, please help us out. Based on the ruling of garlic and onions, that if you eat garlic and onions, it's disliked. But and that's really what shows you how Islam is a religion. The Sharia of Islam is a religion for all times, all ages, until the day of judgment. Because inside the religion, there is a mechanism to harmonize the laws, that it fits, it meets. Anything that rises, we have something in the Sharia that deals with it. Later on, look at this now, doctors, physicians, they came out with the conclusion that smoke can kill. Even if you go and buy a pack of cigarettes now, imagine the maker, the manufacturer of the item tells you this item will kill you. مش في حاجة اسمها surgeon, مش عارف warning. أنا بس ما بدخنش يا جماعة. Surgeon warning, right? consequently, the ruling became its haram, because you're not supposed to kill yourself. So now the consensus of the jurist that smoking is unlawful, is haram. Makruh was abrogated. Because of what? The new discovery. And that shows you how medicine and how work together. Shahid, or the important thing is, brothers and sisters in Islam, that sometimes these maqasid, you have to deeply examine the text. I tell you, a lot of times we get, why do you guys say homosexuality is haram? Why LGBTQNNNOO is unlawful in Islam? Why? Because one of the objectives of the Sharia is the protection of the progeny. What do we mean by the progeny? The reproduction of the human. Now, if a man sleeps with a man, are we going to get babies? When a woman sleeps with a woman, are we going to get babies? What did I say in the Quran? فَأْتُوا حَرْثَكُمْ أَنَّا شِئْتُمْ. الحرث. Go into your wives in a lawful way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not use wife. He used earth. الحرث. Because it will produce. That's why we tell you that it's haram. And it's always been haram. And like I mentioned before, some of it were not like coming out of the blues and telling homosexuality is haram. Yeah, just look into the Roman Empire, the Greek Empire. What got this civilization down was this. Stuff like this. When morality... Because listen, any time that you mess up with certain objectives, certain aims of the Sharia, you're going to end up with a corrupt society. I'll give you another example once it comes to this subject. I have a brother who runs a daycare. A daycare. That's why we also say that a sexual relationship between a man and a woman cannot be out of wedlock. So the brother has a daycare. Wallahi, I haven't talked to him in 5 years, so that maybe that changed now. He tells me, Wallahi, ya Sheikh Kareem, I have almost 17 to 18 kids in my daycare. 12 of them don't know their fathers. طيب, is it fair for the child to come into this world to find a boyfriend and a girlfriend, and they leave him? Is it fair? La. The Sharia tells you what? Marry. Marry. Children must come out of a house where a man has stood in front of Allah and he said, I'm going to take this woman as my wife. And the woman agrees, accepts. Relationship. Solid relationship. Because if you mess around this, if you go and sleep just like this with others, and just, you're going to end up with children out of wedlock. They have no father, they have no mother. Sharia, Sharia. Mahawa, listen, some of the brothers, they tell you, ya Sheikh, that lowering of the gaze is not really, and at this time, ya akhi, la ilaha illallah. Lowering of the gaze helps you what? Keep that heart pure. And understanding the maqasid sometimes, brothers and sisters in Islam, helps the jurist to be actually convincing, to use the text wisely. Even though looking at the opposite gender is unlawful in Islam. Why it's unlawful? Look at this. Not because in itself is unlawful. No. This is what the scholars say. It leads to a greater evil. That is why Allah made it unlawful, because it blocks the way to get to a greater evil. Mahua, always it goes like, listen, nobody does this, that you look at the opposite gender and you go sleep with them. Nobody, unless there's something wrong with their mind. It normally goes a look, then a smile, then a Facebook share, then a text message, then a Google this, then a smile one day, then that, maybe. If we're talking about human here, if we're talking about animals, that's another scenario here. If we're talking about human. But everything started with what? Nazar. The brother comes in. Tab ya Sheikh, you tell me now. I was called to court in order to testify. And you know what, Sheikh? The judge is a female. Now I'm going to stand in front of this judge and look her into the eye. Is that what you're telling me? No. In this culture here, if when you speak and if you don't look into the eye, you're lying. By the way, if you speak to the culture here, if you speak to people, to Americans in particular, and if you don't look into the eye, oh, I go like, look me into the eye. Come on, look me into the eye. Go like, now you're going to stand in front of the judge and testify. Yes, dear judge, he did this. You're lying. For there is harm. No, the jurist will tell you what? Look. Go and look. Unless you can do something else, you can notify the judge earlier that, listen, my religion says this and this. And you can do this, by the way. Especially if you happen to be in an interview for a job, so forth. Al-shahid, ya ikhwa, the important thing, that these maqasid, these objectives, normally, they are explicitly expressed in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in some cases, and in some cases it takes a sound jurist to examine the text and find out the wisdom, the objective behind it, and that what gives Islam the mechanism to stay until the day of judgment. Because by looking at the wisdom of the command, you can derive more laws as they arise. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعلى من اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the scholars from early times, I named earlier, such as Imam al-Haramain al-Juwayni, Abu Hamid al-Ghazali, al-Shatibi, al-Qurtubi, al-Izz ibn Abd al-Salam, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, wa Tilmidhu ibn al-Qayyim, they came up with five aims, five objectives, five goals, five necessities, five universalities. Kulliyat khams, daruriyat khams, maqasid khams, five. Every command, every prohibition in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was intended to pour into preserving and protecting five areas. Number one, the preservation of the deen, the religion, number one. And no debate that this is number one. Because listen, why were you created? Why were you created? Why? مَا الْحِكْمَةِ. What is the wisdom behind your creation? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn or ins but to worship. Now, the first objective of the commands is to preserve your deen. ولذلك يا إخوة شرعت الهجرة. هجرة is legislated. If you stay in a place, if you stay in a job, if you stay in an environment, if you stay in a society where your deen cannot be bragged. And that is why, if we want to stay in America, if we want to stay here, we must talk to America about Sharia. About Sharia is our deen. And for me to stay here, I have to live by the Sharia. If you at one stage are not going to allow me to practice my Sharia, if I still have consciousness, I'm going to have to go somewhere else. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ظَالِمِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Indeed, those people, the angels will come to them at the time of death and they are in a state of transgression. So the people died transgressing. The angels will ask them this question. This is the Quran, by the way, Surah An-Nisa, verse 97. قَالُوا فِيمَ كُنْتُمْ. What's wrong with you? How dare you die like this? How can you allow yourselves to die while you're having a river home? While you're sleeping with women, while you're drinking, while you're taking legal medical marijuana. What's going on with you? What's wrong? What got you to do this? Look at the response. قالوا, they will say, كنا مستضعفين في الأرض. We were outnumbered. We couldn't practice our deen. We couldn't stand and say Islam, Sharia. We could establish the deen. That's their excuse. Look, will that excuse be accepted? قالوا, they will say, أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً فَتُهَاجِرُ فِيهَا. Why didn't you go somewhere else? Ah, you wanted to protect your nafs. You wanted to protect your wealth. You wanted to protect your over the deen. Over the deen. For the first objective, ya ikhwa, is the preservation of the deen. For the sake of time, inshallah, and this will be the subject of my next khutbah, inshallah, and the last, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, in the subject of sharia, as I talk about these five necessities. So let me just name them for you, because if I open up, I won't be able to finish, and some of you have to go to work, inshallah. Look at this. The preservation, the protecting of the deen. Two, the protection of life. Life, even if it is a life of a non-Muslim, a Christian, a Jew, it's protected under the Sharia of Islam. Three, the protection of the intellect. Madar al-Takleef. Four, the protection of the honor. The honor. The honor of a man. That is why when his daughter goes to get married, he must consent. That's honor for him. It's humiliation for him if he doesn't consent to this marriage. Humiliation. The brother sending me 5-6 pages convincing me that a woman at this time does not have to take the consent of her father to get married. Shame on you. Shame on you. That you wake up in the morning, you find your daughter married. Where is the honor? Where is the dignity of the father? Tell me, it's about the mullahs trying to take control of the women. I didn't even answer the brother because I know I'm going to lose my temper like I just did. I shouldn't be doing that. Honor. The protection. only legislation in this deen was to protect also the honor, the dignity of a man, of a woman. The progeny, like I mentioned, the last one, brothers and sisters in Islam, the protection of wealth, the protection of one's property. Inshallah, this would be the subject of my next khutbah next week, inshallah. And the last, as we promised, that would make four khutbahs on the subject of Sharia. بإذن الله تعالى. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا، وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا، وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا، واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير، واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر. اللهم انصر دينك وسنة نبيك وعبادك المؤمنين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، واهزم أعداء الدين يا رب العالمين. Brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the means to preserve the deen is to teach it and learn it. Next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, Alhamdulillah, we're presenting Dar al-Tawheed, the Islamic University of Minnesota, Colorado branch right here, where you can get a bachelor in Islamic studies, where you can get an associate degree in Islamic studies, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Come between Asr and Isha, you will get a chance to receive ijazas in two books on Saturday and Sunday. By the way, Saturday lunch, dinner will be provided. Sunday, refreshment and snacks. If this is what will bring some of you, that's fine. It's okay, inshallah. But you can actually receive a certificate. The classes will be taught by Sheikh Waleed Idris Al-Minisi. He's, alhamdulillah, a well-known scholar, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, in Arabic, and myself, inshallah, will be translating. So you can actually receive the ijazah in Arabic or English or both, if you want, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. There will be a registration after Jum'ah. Please take some time and register, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. This is an important quest in Denver in order to promote the knowledge of Islam. And this is the best way to protect the deen, the Sharia in America, is to learn it. Learn it so that you will be able to teach it, especially to Americans. Listen, wallahi, if America knows about this Sharia, I'm telling you, if you can convince the public, away from the politicians, away from the senators, away from, because these guys, they have different agenda. But if you convince the public, they're going to go in the street and say, long live Sharia, long live Sharia, they will do it. But we have to convince them. Education is important. Aqim as-salah.